Astros and the A's at Ricky Henderson Field. Ricky, the all-time leader in leadoff home runs, and if George Springer continues at this pace, he'll catch Ricky by the All-Star break.
That ball hit well to left, and it is out of here, way out of here. Look where that ball went. The Astros lead 1-0.
And that's lifted in the left center field, and that one's going to get into the gap and go all the way to the wall. Gurriel, an RBI double, 3-0 Astros.
Right back up the middle. This could score two more. And the Astros extend their lead to 5-0.
Here's Jacob Brugman, 25-year-old center fielder.
Well, Brugman plays in here, and that would hit right at him. A leaping Correa and over, and the A's are within a run here in the bottom of the seventh.
And now it's Carlos Correa looking for his first hit tonight.
That went up the middle. It'll get down for a hit. It extends the Astros' lead to 7-4.
The Astros take it 8-4. They've won consecutive games for the first time since the final victory of their 11-game winning streak back on June 5th. George Springer's eighth leadoff home run ties his own single-season franchise record, which he shares with Hall of Famer Craig Biggio. It seems rather hard to believe, but Tuesday's 8-4 win for the Astros gives them their first back-to-back wins since the final victory of their 11-game winning streak back on June 5th. Here is Houston skipper A.J. Hinch.
Our at-bats were exceptional. Obviously Springer sets the tone with the big home run, and then we just continued to do some positive things against him and put up really good at-bats. You know, it looked like as the game went on, he threw a few more breaking balls. He went primarily breaking ball. To our any you know, he held us back and we didn't come through with a couple hits. We got a runner on almost every inning. We couldn't get two. So he settled in as the night went on. But you give us a 5-run lead, we're usually pretty good. He's setting such a great tone at the top of the order, and doing it with a lot of power now, obviously. But even when his at bats roll around, he's really under control of his at bats and doing a great job of being an all around offensive player. The first at bat of the game, you got to be ready. He's kind of must see TV at the top of the order. He's not trying to hit home runs. I mean, he's just such a strong guy with incredible bat speed and bat to ball skills. So he's going to hit his fair share of homers. I mean, obviously he's putting them together often, and is doing everything he can to jumpstart our offense. And I think that's what I'm most impressed by is his continual consistency and trying to set a good tone. He wants to be a good leadoff hitter. He wants to get on base. He wants to do damage. And when the lineup rolls around and we get to the bottom of our order, you know, when Springer comes up the next time, he's like a four-hole hitter at the top of the order.
The Astros send Mike Fiers to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Sean Manaea.